With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Alex Hager. Beginning today, immigrants who are here illegally can be issued a valid state driver's license from the Glenwood Springs Department of Motor Vehicles, or DMV. Reporter Molly Dove explains.
The Colorado Road and Community Safety Act passed in 2013 allowed undocumented immigrants to obtain these driver's licenses, but only from 4 DMV offices in the state. Due to high demand, the legislature passed a bill last year to open 5 more offices today, including in Glenwood Springs, and 2 more offices on July 1st. Democratic sponsor of the bill, Representative Jonathan Singer, says the bill allows immigrants to drive safely and lawfully on the roads.
And that means ensuring that my immigrant friends and neighbors aren't scared to drive their kids to school or sick parents to the hospital.
He says the bill passed with bipartisan support because while giving more rights to immigrants, it also benefits the ranching industry by giving undocumented workers licenses to operate machinery and drive to work. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
Art meets mindfulness at the Aspen Art Museum this weekend. Kristen Kay reports Roaring Fork Insight will lead an event that uses contemporary art as a jumping-off point for meditation.
Lisa Goddard, the founder of Roaring Fork Insight, says the organization works to bring mindfulness practices to the community. On Sunday, she'll lead a guided meditation in Abraham Cruz-Villegas' current exhibit at the museum, Hi, How Are You, Gonzo? Goddard says art can help people to become more aware of their feelings and reactions.
What would it be to step away from our fixed view and just simply be with what's in front of us without these strong views, like this is a pleasant piece or an unpleasant piece.
Pieces of artwork will be labeled with instructions asking the viewer to pay attention to their bodies, their feelings, and their reactions to what they're seeing. Attendees will also be given notebooks to write about their experience. The guided meditation, which begins Sunday at 4, is one of a series of activations of the exhibit led by community organizations. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.